This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Something awesome is coming. Plus, 3 email mistakes you should avoid. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 150 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Denver and Portland, USA. What does it mean to bury the lead? And do you do this in your business emails? Today, find out the top 3 tips for better business emails, plus learn how to get on the exclusive email list so that you get invited when our course opens up. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Jessica, are you excited?
I'm so excited. Oh my gosh, you guys, this business English course that we are creating just for you guys is the most incredible, comprehensive, effective, modern business course in the world. I can say that with 100% certainty.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Guys, we know you have been asking for a business English course for years, literally so many of you. And finally, it will be here in a couple of weeks. So before we get into today's episode, today's tips, I want to let you know where to go to get on the early invitation list. This is an exclusive list, right, Jessica?
Yes, guys. The students that get into this course first, it is by invitation only, okay? Mm-hmm. So get on this exclusive list right now. Go to allearsenglish.com/early. You can be the first to know when the course is available, which will be very soon, guys. And you get that special early bird price. So easy to remember, allearsenglish.com/early.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And in this course, guys, we go into so many cool topics. Business emails, writing, chat box emails, right? In English, we talk about presentations and we talk about meetings, all the things that you guys really want to get better at, right, Jessica?
Yeah, exactly. But it has every fundamental tool you need to conduct yourself professionally in English, right? Like all of these skills that we know students are asking for.
Yes.
Meetings, talking to bosses, socializing with coworkers.
Oh my
gosh. All of this stuff. What are all these acronyms? All of that stuff. Plus, the final module is really what we're most proud of. How to succeed in a new economy. How do we take all these tools and actually use them to succeed today?
Yeah, because I think that what made us successful in 1950, 1960, 1970 is not what makes a person successful now. So what are the new skills that we really need? So guys, that is the coolest part of the course that you cannot get anywhere else. But we want to hone in on today's bonus episode on business emails, because we have seen a couple of gaffes, right? A couple of mistakes in the emails that we get from students. I love that word gaffe. This is not exactly a gaffe, but what is a gaffe, by the way?
It's just an accidental mistake that might seem a little silly. Like, it's not a serious thing that will, like, you know, cause you to fail.
Right.
It's just like, oops.
We talk about this a lot in politics, political gaffes, right? Speeches, that kind of thing. So I just threw that word in there for you guys. But today we're going to show you guys three mistakes that we see students making in business emails, or when you guys email us, for example, right?
Yeah.
Interested in a course or that kind of thing. So let's dive into it, Jessica. What is the first mistake that we see?
Yeah, the first thing, and by the way, this is directly from the course too, because we surveyed over 100 native professionals, you guys. Yeah. So this advice is tied to the real world. But anyway, something that was mentioned is that non-natives may tend to talk too much, to write too much in an email. And usually this is linked to not being sure of oneself, right? Lacking the confidence in the communication. So it's like, I'm going to put all the words in there and some of them are going to be right. And so that's how, that's like my insurance.
Yeah, it's counterintuitive. And when we were planning this episode, you mentioned it's kind of funny, the idea that, you know, it kind of goes against fluency, because when we talk about fluency, spoken fluency, we want to be able to add details and say spontaneous things. But in writing, it's a process of paring down, especially business emails in the US.
Exactly, guys. So one phrase we talk about in connection to this is to bury the lead, right? Yeah. And this is connected to the next tip too, guys. But that's like, you know, not being direct, talking about stuff that is unrelated. And again, especially business emails in the US, we want to get directly to the point and state it very clearly immediately.
Yeah. And this is cultural too, right? So this is an American business culture. And we talk about that in the course too, how guys, you need a level of cultural fluency to understand how it may be different if you're doing business with someone in Argentina, for example. But in the US, you know, as you were saying, Jessica, you scan for questions, right? And if you can't find that question from a student as quickly as possible, it's hard. Like, it's annoying, because we want to know the question so we can help you right away.
It is. We're busy. Yeah. You know, it comes down to a level of respect for the person that you're writing to. We want to assume that this other person, you know, has other things to do besides reading your specific email. We want to assume they will read the email, but at the same time, respect their time, right? Email is not a time for socializing and chit chat, right? We cover that in another module about socializing. That's different. Yeah. In an email, guys, like, if you have a question, if that's why you are writing this email, then you need to specifically state that question. Like Lindsay said, when I get a really long email, it could be from a student or someone that I professionally work with, you know, who is a non-native, I do scan the email for question marks.
Yeah. Yeah. And then just interestingly, just on the other side, to play devil's advocate, you do also have to maintain some niceties, right? Some friendliness.
For sure.
So and we show you that in the templates, guys. In the course, we do give you actual email templates, depending on whether you know the person, all these different things. But on Mondays, I like to open my emails with, you know, I hope you had a great weekend. These days, because the pandemic is happening, I like to open it with something like, I hope you're healthy and everything is good on your end. You know, things like that. But then the question should come very close to the top, very close after that, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, like Lindsay said, we do have email templates for the three most common types of business emails that people write. And it does account for being polite, but at the same time, direct. Like, it's all built in.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
Yeah, we need that beautiful balance. That is how to be effective in business.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so what is the last tip that we can give our listeners?
Yeah, so these are tips. This is a tip around kind of salutations and titles, right? These details matter. Right? Because people can easily get offended if we're, you know, for example, if you are assuming someone is a Mrs., right?
Right.
How do you feel about that?
I don't like it when people assume misses on there. I don't know. It's, you know, it's connected to this whole cultural expectation of what women's lives should be like. Right. And I don't want you to assume anything about me either way is the thing. But okay. So salutations, guys, that's what we call that first line of an email. And yeah, it's like two or three words for sure. But like Lindsay said, that's the first impression. That's the first thing people see in your email. So we want to get those two or three words correct.
Oh, yeah.
So the biggest thing here, guys, is like, don't say dear sir or madam. Yeah. That we cover that in the course, but mostly, guys, just take that out of your writing vocabulary.
Yeah.
So what should students say if they're not sure, if it still is a formal email and we don't want to just say the first name, then what should we say?
Ooh, that's a good question. What did we recommend?
Guys, you can tell we are deep into so many lessons right now. So guys, our advice here is with men, it's easy because you just say Mr. and then their last name. Mm-hmm. And with women, just an MS dot, right? Miss, because that is for everyone, not M-I-S-S, because that's only for like young ladies, right?
Yes.
But just a MS dot and then last name. Mm-hmm. Easy peasy.
Exactly. And then if you know the person, you could just say hi and their first name. But we do go into all of this a lot more in depth. You see the templates, you get taught them in the lessons, guys, in the course. So it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, excuse me. Like, here's something Lindsay and I have been talking about a lot, guys, is just how enormous is it to learn quote unquote business English and to talk about modern context and culture. Guys, there is so much stuff connected to all of this, like levels of formality. And guys, we are working 1,000% to include all of this information you guys need to feel confident, right? Because like that whole formal, informal, cultural things, that stuff isn't covered in other business courses, but we are doing our best to bring that to you.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's because it's based, our course is based on our survey, which has answers, responses from more than 100 native professionals. So guys, we saw how business is not simple. It's very nuanced, but we did our best to give you recommendations and tips and lessons and templates with the nuance included, right? So that you can actually be smart in your workplace, but you have a few tips so you can go in and have some tools to perform.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Oh my gosh, guys. I cannot wait. I cannot wait to watch this and to have you guys learn in all of these modules. It's incredible.
Oh, it's going to be so cool. So guys, go right now, get on that list, because again, spots are going to be limited even on that list for the first 25 people to get the best possible price. So you don't only have to get on the list, you also have to watch your email. Right? In a couple of weeks, we're going to be launching this. So I can't give you an exact date, but we'll give you a fair warning. Okay. You have to be watching your email and getting ready to click to get into the course, because again, that best price is going to go away after 25 students. Okay.
Yes.
So allearsenglish.com/early. Go there and get on the list, guys.
Awesome. That is the most perfect link ever, I think. Because the word is just built into what we're doing. You know, it's great. AllEarsEnglish.com/early. Perfect.
All right. We'll see you guys there. Can't wait, Jessica. I'm so excited.
I know. Me too. All right, Lindsay.
All right. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. If you are taking IELTS this year, get your estimated band score with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.